Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
Edelebo. And we're back in the studio.
But I shouldn't be the one talking. And I think it's... Let's kindly introduce yourself to us.
Exactly. We have a special guest in the studio. A special appearance.
Yes, I'm taking time out
to be here on a Monday morning. Somebody reached out to me yesterday night and said, Charles, please come to the studio on Monday. So because of him...
These ghosts call us.
No, it's not a ghost. I can actually read out his Twitter.
Yeah, read it out.
Okay, let me look for it.
So what is he offering? What is he bringing to the table?
He just likes to
hear your voice.
Hear the sound of my voice, you know. You know, these things.
He said it straight.
No, he sent me a Twitter message. X post.
Yeah. So everything is straight.
So I'm here because of you. He's listening now.
I'm here because of you.
Yeah, I do favors like that.
Wow. I am because of you.
I had to check this date again. I wasn't sure.
Femi walks into the studio, he's got this look on his face like, huh?
Is this a ghost? I'm actually a ghost. Okay, but funny enough, that's what's given me my intro this morning. Because, you know, one thing about me is that, you know, I'm a man that I see it as I say it, and I say it as I see it, and no matter whose ox is God. Now, this person, I've known him since 2008. If you know somebody since 2008, how many years is that? That's like 16 years.
Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah.
And to my shock this morning, I saw said person loitering in the female toilet. Yes, I saw Charles.
Because you've not known me for 16 years.
There was a complete lack of circumspection. Let me pronounce that word. I said something else in the pod. And he said, guy, what are you looking for here? And he just eyed me and walked away. I don't know. I don't get it, man. It bothers me at times.
What were you doing in the female toilet?
I was walking by. I saw him coming out of the female toilet. Walking the lady's toilet is directly opposite the studio, and he was coming out of it. I know you want to defend him.
What's there to defend?
What were you doing in the female toilet?
What's the big deal? It's a bathroom.
It's a bathroom. Ladies, it's a women's toilet, man.
So
we have a male toilet.
These days, you can go into any bathroom that you want.
To do what?
You don't know what he identifies as.
But you know the other day, he said he met Bob Brisky at the mall.
No, you don't know what he identifies
as. Exactly.
He identifies as.
Yes, I said he met Bob Brisky at the mall, so maybe he drew some.
I can be what I want to be. Anytime, any day.
How convenient.
So I use a female bathroom.
Guy. I'm going to report you to management, please. it made me feel dirty. I just said, let me bring you to the world. So you see what you caused? Because if he day house, he no gonna enter, do you understand? But because of you is that. Anyway, guys, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Did I get any predictions right at all this weekend? I mean, see United playing as if they actually had something to play for.
My mind was telling me, in fairness, I actually wanted to reach out to you. My mind was
before the game kicked off. See, this United look as if they want to die here.
My mind was telling me.
Then you won 5-0.
No, you got USML just now.
Yeah, well, just USML. I got Nigeria. Falconets.
We have to avoid it now.
No, we have to avoid it.
We have to avoid it. They abandoned the game. We have to avoid that.
Were Max not appointed to anybody?
Max can't be appointed to anybody now.
The only reason I agree with you is because I also went in favor of Fenerbahce to win.
Because
logically, the players stepped onto the pitch. They produced a team. And then the opposing team scored after 1 minute, and then Fenerbahce walks off in protest.
What happened to the 89 minutes?
And the referee calls off the game and says, points awarded, game awarded to Galatasaray. So when you look at it from the laws of the game,
there was a win.
Galatasaray emerged as a winner.
Yes.
What happened to the 89 points that we missed out on?
The 81,
89 minutes.
No, it doesn't matter. Predictions had nothing to do with you enjoying the game.
Exactly.
It's the result.
It was only one minute of the game.
Yes. Does not matter. Because the opposition walked off. They produced a team.
Uh-huh.
Whether you call it under 19 or under 12,
mm-hmm.
you produced a team and the game kicked off.
Let me check who else.
And then the opposing team scored and then you walked off.
No, but you know why?
It's a big difference here. It starts if you didn't turn up at all, that's a different ball game.
But in fairness, I can say it's like one time that we got who was at home.
Yes, wrong.
In this case, the Federation chairman had warned his fans not to travel, has stated publicly that they were going to field the under 19 team to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Why did they walk off then?
No, it was a protest. What I'm trying to say now is that there's no way on earth, do you understand? In fact, we should have even looked at that game.
Why not?
No, we should have
a big game like that.
Game now.
Yeah, no, with the prevailing circumstances.
No, but they turned up for the game.
No, Charles, the Fenerbahce chairman told his fans not to travel.
Don't play football.
No, but that's
fans don't play football, Shegun.
And I know fans, but he
Shegun, they lined up.
No,
wait now.
Uh-huh.
The laws of the game, they lined up. The game, both parties kicked off.
Yes.
And then the opposition scores after one minute.
Rosemary said Galatasaray was cancelled little.
Abba.
You can't cancel it.
Not under the prevailing circumstances.
What prevailing circumstances?
The prevailing circumstances
is what?
Well, the fact that the Federation chairman had already said
what
you're going to field the under-19 team. So
we produced a team.
We didn't have that.
We produced a team.
We're not privy to that information. No,
that's not true. That's not anybody's business. You produced a team. You kicked off the game.
If the arbiter or the arranger of the predictions doesn't get the
when you play an FA Cup match and people field teams that are not their first team. What's the difference?
Their fans are there.
You feel the team.
Their fans are there.
The fans don't play the game, Shegun. The fans don't play the game. They don't play the game.
We're avoiding.
No, you can't avoid it because somebody actually predicted that they win. So you have to give him his points.
No, I'm sorry.
It's not for you to make the laws.
No, we're not making
the laws. We all agreed on something and it has to stay in that direction.
If the circumstances.
What circumstances did you say before the game? Did you say
we did not know?
You did not know.
If we had known, we would not have predicted.
That is not the point. The point is that if Fenerbahce had not turned up at all,
why did we cancel the game?
Because he gave the wrong lineup.
He gave the wrong fixture. The wrong fixture.
Yes, therefore Femi gave the wrong fixture.
But it was the right fixture.
No, it was not because the team that was supposed to be at home was playing away.
But it was the same teams that played.
But there was home and away.
But it was the same.
And home and away, as far as you're concerned, you always say that when you play when the team is at home, that there's a major advantage. You always say.
No, I don't. Always,
yeah, you can't be shifting the goalposts.
No, I don't like. No, you're shifting.
You can't shift the goalposts.
Why did I predict aim would draw with Lobby? I don't say that. So don't put words in my mouth. And I'm saying
anytime I come here and I say Chelsea's away to Newcastle, and I say Chelsea Newcastle, you always tell me no, it's Newcastle Chelsea.
Yes, you have to
because you always want to indicate
that the right fixture.
Exactly. So he gave the wrong fixture. Now you're agreeing with me. He gave the wrong fixture. So because of that, he voided the game.
No,
but in this particular case, the referee was at the center.
It doesn't matter.
Referee blew for the game to kick off. The players kicked off the game.
The result was
opposition even scored in the game. And then they walked off. That's why the rule of the game, Shegun says they now gave the game to Galatasaray.
They will because
they're following the laws of the game, Shegun.
But everybody, if we had known that these were the prevailing circumstances, we would not have predicted that game. So blame the person that picked that fixture and not the fixturers. That word does not exist in English language, but you get what I mean. So I beg, cancel that.
Drew to me his points. No, because he deserves his points.
We're cancelling the game. Who died that made you the arbiter?
Who died that made you the arbiter? Who died that made you the arbiter?
I of favor of what?
Canceling the game.
I.
All again, say nay.
Nay. Exactly.
You're not part of
exactly.
It.
Exactly. As you can see now.
Suddenly you're not part of it.
Did you predict?
Did you predict it? I am the silent voice that corrects all your wrong.
Did you predict?
That's why I don't predict. So I can play this role.
No. You just said for those in favor, say aye, Abby. Yes. And somebody answered. For those again, say nay. And two people answered. So
and I'm sure Rotimi also answered where he is.
No.
So Rotimi at this point.
Alright, so moving on.
Let Rotimi breathe.
Nabil.
With 1 point. He won't come close to you.
He's too far away.
No, it's about, you see, it's not about the points. It's about the reason. In fact, Femi, you're to blame for this.
How is it we talk Super Cup anyway?
What we always pick is we pick the biggest games every weekend. And those games we pick this weekend were big games.
Who gives
and I show everybody the fixture before we go forward. And we all agreed.
Did you check the circumstances surrounding the
I don't know if I, you know, there was the Old Firm Derby set this weekend.
Which you did not pick.
Because they played it over and over again.
So it's Fenerbahce, Galabedia, nowhere, now you go pick.
Because imagine, see the games, we pick Stuttgart. I'm sure everybody, let me even check.
We never picked any game with Stuttgart.
No, we picked Stuttgart.
Stuttgart
what? I got the Stuttgart game.
Yeah.
1-0.
Yeah, Stuttgart Dortmund now. You predicted Dortmund to win.
Dortmund.
You have forgot.
Dortmund is up.
That's dirty. They're smelling. How can you be Bayern 1 week? And next week you
lose to Stuttgart. Stuttgart kickers. Dirty Dortmund.
No.
It's okay. It is well.
At least I got the Super Falcons on correct.
So you got just one.
No, I got more than one.
How many did you get?
I think I got.
You probably got the Lobe Enyimba now. You went.
I got Lobe Enyimba. Yes, I got Nigeria. I got USM Algiers. Those are the three I got.
I got three as well.
I got three.
Yes, you got USM Stuttgart, USM. No, it's and Lobe.
I
yes.
got Lobe. Lobe
yes, yes, that's three. The goal went for USM and Nigeria's two.
And Rotimi.
Rotimi got. Well, since we are still arguing about void or no void, but he got USM, got Nigeria.
And
Galatasaray.
That's an appearance today.
No wala.
Let me see. What did the second score? That one, on prediction. Just be scoring predictions. One style. Where's the soccer?
Soccer probably just got the Nigeria Bafana game.
Bayana.
Is it
Bayana or Jerry?
Funny. She predicted Man United and Liverpool to draw.
Really?
Yes. I think she did.
She did. Predicted them to draw. She predicted win for Lobisa, so that's two.
And Nigeria.
She predicted...
A Nigeria win?
Where's the Nigeria's one? Yes, Super Falcons to win, USM to win. So four. USM to win. Yes.
She tough this week.
Yeah, four. She has going to check the numbers. So. It's okay, plus four.
Yeah, no, you're not a beefer, you're a beefy.
81. Okay, I scored three.
And so what's the score now?
So Isokan has 81 now. If I add 4 to that, I have 84 because I scored 3. So 84. You have 3, so that's 82. The Eagle has 2. That's 70.
I have 3. USM, Falcons and...
No, you had 2.
Two.
Don't try to confuse me. That USM and Nigeria.
Okay.
You predicted a draw.
Okay.
That's 73. Rotimi scored 3. That's 53.
Okay.
Arsenal, Liverpool.
Oh, wow.
84, 82, 81.
Anyone getting ready for the eclipse?
It's not coming yet.
I know. Have you ever seen an eclipse?
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Yes. Twice.
Are you serious?
Twice. Now.
I've never seen one.
The one that we wore glasses. Yes.
When was this?
2000.
In my life.
I just spoke to Jamoto Ibo downstairs, and he said the first and only time he's seen an eclipse was in the 70s.
No.
I think they had one in 2000 and something. 2004 or so.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Yes, in this my lifetime.
There was a partial eclipse one, then there was a full eclipse one.
I didn't say partial. I said full eclipse.
No, but eclipse is eclipse.
No, that's not partial.
Full eclipse. Then we even had to buy the goggles and, you know.
In Lagos, in Nigeria.
Yeah, in Accra, and of course it happened in Lagos because we got feedback.
Yes.
Ridwan is nodding. Have you ever seen an eclipse?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where were you?
Were you in the village then?
No, eclipse will be the whole country.
Maybe not happen for that. That we had a shock.
It's not the. It's not the. Is it the whole country?
It's the whole country.
Yeah, it has to be the whole country. Yes. No.
Yeah. I can't. No, it was in Nigeria. In fact, not just the whole country. It happened in, I think, from Ghana
it
to
was,
go up to this.
It
side
was 2004.
Eclipse 2004. Yes.
Uh-huh, I said it was 2004, 2008 or so. Those two times.
It was 2004. It would have still been secondary school now.
There was a total eclipse on Monday, April 8th, 2004.
Yeah.
In Nigeria,
yes.
Wow,
I have no memory of it, sir.
Do you remember?
Maybe where?
Are you older now?
I have no memory.
No,
of
but
that.
Where were you? Maybe we're locked
and
up.
An eclipse
somewhere.
Is not something that you forget now.
Maybe we're locked up somewhere. Mm. Maybe
we
went to.
Maybe one was. Maybe I wasn't in Nigeria. Like I honestly have.
Ah, exactly.
So you all you can see is the reflection of it.
Mm.
We wear shades now. No, they say we should wear shades and look up.
Depends on this.
Yes.
You know.
Really?
Maybe it didn't have, was it a boarding school? Okay. Then, I mean, everybody prepared in Ghana. Goggles were sold. People cashed out. You bought goggles. And, you
know. So, yeah, in Ghana, you went back. So, were you born in Ghana?
Nah.
How long
have you we've been rocking West Coast for some time? You know what I'm saying?
Please.
We've been rocking it.
Just read your news now. He's rocking now. Your music playlist. That's what you're using. Your music playlist.
That's like Rocky Mensa. Yes.
How long were you in Ghana for?
I was in the media in Ghana for.
I didn't say media. I said, yeah, how long were you in Ghana?
Yeah, it's media. So
did you go to school in Ghana?
No.
Partly in Togo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now Togo, now you go to school. No wonder. No wonder.
You know, remember that school where they said that one?
I know that's better. That is them.
You know, but.
That's school.
I mean, 20 years working media.
In Ghana?
Yeah. Well, West Africa, Ghana, Togo, Benin, West media.
I go when I live here, I go who are resources. I'll seek out this certificate.
Yeah, so,
what's the major difference between how broadcast journalism is done in Ghana and here?
Talk radio is stronger
in Ghana.
Our media, I mean, with the exception of Lagos Talk, there may be a few more, can be compared when it comes to talk and current affairs. Radio is strong. Is our TV that beats or competes with their TV in terms of current affairs? But you wake up every morning, you're bombarded with information from every angle, breaking down of news and analysis and getting people to talk from morning till evening.
Let me ask a question. Your opinion, Nigerian Ghanaians who are more intelligent in terms of talk radio?
I think Ghanaians are more informed.
Okay. Honestly, I like how you just dribbled.
They are more informed because you hear perspective. I mean, Ghanaians could flog an information for a month, taken from different angles. So, an average person on the streets knows everything about what's going on.
Who's not civil?
The average Ghanaian is calmer.
Okay.
So, there's a lot of the information that goes around is devoid of a lot of sentiment.
Oh, there are sentiments. Depending on, of course, there are media houses that are aligned to different parties, but there are key media houses that, if you want the facts the way it is.
No, I'm not talking. I'm talking, actually, I'm referring to tribalistic
tendencies. Yeah. It's less sentimental information over there. Mm. So you go to the crux and you deal with it.
Okay.
All right. The referee has sent a message.
A referee?
Yes.
A referee?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Charles?
No. This one we're on.
This one?
Yes.
Oh, referee Adams.
Yes.
Now, what did he say?
He says a referee cannot award a win to any team. He will send the reports to the organizers who will take a decision.
So we're good. What's the game? Yata!
Rafi Adam, thank you for responding to my text. Charles is dumbstruck.
I am actually dumbstruck because I can't believe that Referee Adams was sending a message like this. Because the news, if you have read the news, Referee Adams,
this is from
the game. Right? No, he's. We're talking about events that happened in Turkey, and so, the information coming through from Turkey is that the game was given to Galatasaray.
Yeah, but it doesn't void what he said. Maybe the referee forwarded it.
No, the referee gave the game to Galatasaray. They wanted to win.
Okay, ruled there.
Yeah, right there and then.
Well, he's saying that.
Right there and then.
He's saying.
And then the Galatasaray players, because of the fans who were at the stadium, decided to play amongst themselves to at least entertain the crowd who had turned up at the stadium to watch the game.
All right.
You know?
Well, it's possible, you know. In a part of the world, we still do estimated billing, and over there, everybody's metered, so it might be the same thing that apply. Maybe we do our things differently here,
my friend. Your show ends at 8 o'clock. It's a place,
So, guys, join the conversation, people. We'd love to hear from you. We always, you know, we can't do this without you. Yeah, you're the reason why we turn up every morning.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, at least for some of us.
And we need to be very egalitarian the way we read the messages. Don't just read what you feel favors, or read every message.
No, we can't read it. If we read every message, then we're not going to do the show.
Well, that's true. But okay, read as many as we can. Once the language is, you know, bam, you know, making a point without being insensitive, you know, that kind of thing.
I call them Arsenal people. Ah, man, I had fun with Arsenal people this weekend, Chow. I had fun with Arsenal people.
You dream on.
Should we break the norm and just hear what he's got to say?
Tomorrow is public holiday, so let's enter into the.
All right, so let's break the norm.
Fast as any, Ramadan Karim. Congratulations, Mr. Stephen.
Hello, good morning.
Today,
good morning. Hello, Bami. Hello,
what a guan.
Hello, Dan. Okay, maybe you should. Call us again. I can't hear anybody. Call us again if you can. Call us again. I can't hear you. Anyway, so the numbers this morning to call, which remains the same every day. Read one. You know, help us. You need a mic for that.
You have this.
Okay. So the studio lines you're calling to the show this morning. We have 081-080-923-45913. I'll take that again, 009-234-5913. And that also starts for the WhatsApp call, WhatsApp line. And we have the line to which is 0809-191-3913. We have 0201-515-0913. And we have 0201-515-1913. And we are also on Twitter at Lagos Talks 913, on Facebook www.facebook.com/LagosTalks913, and on Instagram as well, we are at Lagos Talks, and we'll be expecting your calls and messages.
Whatever happened to 222 and 234?
Yeah, dead and buried. 222.
All right, let's start off stories from the Nigerian scene. Well, day two at the weekend of the MTN Champs in Ibadan witnessed a thrilling display of athletic prowess at the Lekan Salami Stadium and also University of Ibadan Sports Complex. Tokyo 2020 finalist Enoch Adegoke stole the show in the men's 100 meters. He dominated the race with the season's best of 10.20 seconds, his fastest time in nearly 3 years. Adegoke's triumph sparked a flurry of personal bests. Adekalu Fakoride, a member of Nigeria's gold medal-winning 4x100 team at the Africa Games, finished a close second with an equally impressive season best for personal best of 10.23 seconds. Now, following them was Olaolu Olatunde, who shattered his personal best with a new PB of 10.47 seconds for third place. Women's 100 meters, Arena Academy's Janet Adesina reigned supreme in the women's 100 meters crossing the finish line in 11.94 seconds. Now, following close behind, Africa Games long jump bronze medalist Pristina Ochonogo in 11.97 seconds and Taiwa Remu of JA Athletics in 12.07 seconds in second and third place. Ochonogo further solidified her presence by claiming victory in the women's long jump with a leap of 6.20. More events will continue today.
Team Nigeria boxing head coach Tony Konyegwachi has expressed his displeasure over non-payment of allowances to some of the boxers who won laurels for the country at the 13th African Games in Ghana. Team Nigeria topped the boxing medals table at the Games with 8 gold and 2 silver medals, but they have yet to be paid almost 2 weeks after the Games ended in Ghana, with 3 gold medalists Adam Olaore, Patricia Mbata and Christian Ogunsemilore, as well as Konyegwachi featuring prominently on the list, despite promises made by the sports minister, John Eno, that athletes will not encounter any delay in getting their allowances.
Anthony Joshua has confirmed he will return to the ring in September following his knockout win against Francis Ngannou. The British-Nigerian pugilist is currently on a 4-fight winning streak following back-to-back defeats of losing his belts and failing to win them back against Alexander Usyk, but remains on the cusp of becoming a 3-time world champion.
The Commonwealth Games Federation says it is considering multiple proposals to host the event in 2026 amid continued uncertainty over its long-term future. Last week, Singapore joined Malaysia in ruling out a bid after the Australian state of Victoria withdrew as the original host in July because of rising costs. However, in its first public statement since the news, the CGF said significant progress had been made and was excited by the early concepts which aimed to reset and reframe the games.
And Max Verstappen cruised to a comfortable victory in the Japanese Grand Prix, leading teammate Sergio Perez to a Red Bull 1-2. Carlos Sainz passed the teammate Charles Leclerc late on to secure third as Ferrari used differing strategies.
The Honourable Minister of Sports Development, Senator John Enner, has rallied behind the Super Falcons, urging them to break the 16-year jinx that has kept Nigeria out of the Olympic Games female football event. Having missed out on the 2012, 16, 20 Olympic Games, Senator Enner urged Super Falcons to be determined to reclaim its spot on the international stage. With a 1-0 lead from the first leg held in Abuja, the Super Falcons carry the hopes and dreams of a nation as they head into the decisive match in South Africa.
Captain Rashidat Ajibade is confident the team will earn a ticket at the Women's Olympic Football Tournament despite the threat from South Africa's Bayana Bayana. She said, therefore, and has called the Nigerians to have confidence in the ability of the Super Falcons as the team flies to South Africa, where they did last night, and have arrived for the return leg, which is tomorrow.
The Nigerian Football Federation has banned for life referee Sahara Dean Nasiru from Katsina State and his assistant Usman Awalu of Borno State over their poor handling of the Nigerian National League Week 17 fixture between Jigawa Golden Stars and Sporting Supreme in Dutse. It will be recalled that the referee awarded a highly controversial goal against the visitors from Abuja after a player of Jigawa Golden Stars scored using his hand. The Jigawa player had a 1-year ban placed on him for bringing the game to disrepute, while Jigawa has been slammed with a 1 million naira fine for not providing adequate security.
Nigerian club Rivers United's dream of reaching the CAF Confederations Cup semi-finals were shattered after a 2-0 defeat to USM Olja in the second leg of their quarterfinal clash on Sunday night. Despite holding a 1-0 advantage from the first leg played in Nigeria, the pride of Rivers were ultimately outclassed by the reigning champions. USM Olja overturned the deficit with a dominant display, securing a 2-1 aggregate victory.
A 7-goal thriller ensued at the Mohammed Diko Stadium as Katsina United ended Rangers International 10-game unbeaten run in a scintillating fashion yesterday. Katsina rounded out Rangers 4-3 with goals from Aziz Falou, Andrew Idoko and a brace from Michael Ibe, while Xavier Isaac, Godwin Obaje and Joel Odo were on the score sheet for the visitors. In Lafia, Lobi Stars got the better of Aimba with a slim 1-0 victory to return to winning ways as Alao Dambani's 58-minute header separated both sides. Struggling Heartland silenced visiting noisemakers Sporting Lagos with a 3-1 win, while Sunshine home to Bayelsa United as both sides shared those balls. In Kaduna, Niger Tornadoes continued their winning ways, inflicted a 5-0 defeat to Gombe United with an all-round brilliant display from the Ikonala boys to make it 3 wins on the bounce. Kwara United came from a goal down to salvage a 1-1 draw with Benin Insurance at home, while on Saturday, Plateau United trashed Doma United 4-0. Remo Stars defeated Akwa United 2-1 in Ikenne. The last match day of 29 will see Canopillas trade tackles with Shooting Stars today, while the game against Abia Warriors and Rivers United has been postponed due to the continental assignment.
This year's Men and Women Confederation Cup competitions will enter into a new gear on Thursday with the national playoff matches, which will be held in 5 cities in the federation. The 5 centers the National Nigeria Football Federation has picked for the playoff games are Gombe, Jos, Katsina, Atsaba, and Enugu. Following the conclusion of the men and women competitions in the States last weekend, the NFF received the entry of a total of 70 teams for the national finals. In the women's competition, only 31 teams are in the field for the national competition, with only 20 states having registered.
The Nigeria Women Football League wishes to announce the postponement of match weeks 13 and 14 of the NWFL Premiership to April 17 and April 24, respectively. The decision comes in light of the upcoming Eid al-Fitr celebration marking the end of Ramadan. In a letter addressed to all the clubs, the chief operating officer, Modupe Shabi, explained that the rescheduling was necessary as match week 13, originally slated for April 10, coincides with the Eid al-Fitr celebration.
From European football games, Ajax's disastrous season hit a new low on Sunday when they suffered a humiliating 6-0 defeat to bitter rivals Feyenoord in Rotterdam, their biggest ever loss in the Clasica and their joint fifth biggest defeat in club's history. The win consolidates second place for Feyenoord, who have 69 points from 29 games, 9 points behind leaders PSV Eindhoven. Ajax are in 6th with 45 points from 29 matches. They have not finished lower than 3rd since 2005-2006 season. Fenerbahce's players walked off the pitch after 1 minute of the Turkish Super League game against Galatasaray, forcing the game to be abandoned and conceding the trophy. Fenerbahce, who fielded the under-19 team, withdrew from the rearranged match in Sanilofa after the Galatasaray striker Mario Icardi scored. Media reported the club had requested the game be postponed ahead of the Europa Conference League quarterfinal first leg at Olympiacos on Thursday, but they were turned down. In Italy, Federico Gatti got the only goal as Juventus edged out Fiorentina by 2-0 to stretch in their grip on third place. In Serie A, the Turin side ended a run of 4 league games without a win, thanks to Gatti's 21st-minute strike to close to within 6 points of second place AC Milan. Daniel De Rossi won his first Capital Derby as Roma coach as a Gianluca Mancini goal secured a 1-0 win over Lazio. Mancini headed in from Paulo Dybala's corner just before halftime to move Roma to within 2 points of fourth place Bologna. Monaco extended their unbeaten run in Ligue 1 to 6 games with a 1-0 victory over Rennes at the Stade Louis II, when both teams had a player sent off and the home side moved back to within 3rd place thanks to Magnus Alicoche's goal. Monaco have 52 points, one behind Brest, whose 4-3 win over Metz earlier on Sunday closed the gap on leaders PSG to 10 points after the top side were held to a 1-1 draw by bottom club Clermont Foot on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Bundesliga leaders Bayer Leverkusen battled past Union Berlin 1-0 on Saturday, with Florian Wirtz's goal to equal a league record unbeaten run of 28 consecutive matches and all but secure their first league title with a 16-point advantage at the top and 6 matches remaining. Second place Bayern Munich slumped to a 3-2 defeat at Heidenheim, losing 2 despite leading 2-0. Stuttgart moved level on points with Bayern Munich after a 1-0 win at Borussia Dortmund. Sergio Gerasi scored the only goal when he finished off a brilliant team move midway through the second half.
And coach Jurgen Klopp lamented Liverpool's draw at Manchester United in a game they should have won and declared he was ready to support his club's fiercest rivals against Arsenal after surrendering the initiative in the Premier League title race. The 2-2 draw at Old Trafford, where Arsenal go on the penultimate weekend of the season, left Liverpool second behind Mikel Arteta's team on a goal difference. Klopp said in a swipe at United's performance and his players' mistakes that Arsenal would win at Old Trafford if the hosts played as poorly again.
Martin Odegaard has insisted Arsenal do not fear anyone as they prepare to face Bayern Munich on Tuesday in the Champions League quarterfinal in scintillating form. An impressive victory at Brighton on Saturday meant Mikel Arteta's team have won 10 of their 11 Premier League games since the turn of the year and conceded only 4 goals to reignite their title challenge. Bayern's hopes of retaining their Bundesliga crown are all but over after they threw away a 2-goal lead at Heidenheim to lose 3-2, and the unbeaten Bayer Leverkusen moved to within 3 points of a first title.
And this is a feel-good story. You haven't seen it, you should go on social media to check it out. Joseph Parker has called his shots in the funniest way possible. The former WBO heavyweight champion has recently revived his boxing career with back-to-back decision wins over top contenders Deontay Wilder and Zeli Zhang. With the three big-name heavyweights all busy, Parker has decided to call out Dillian White, who beat him by unanimous decision when they clashed in July of 2018. On Monday morning, the New Zealander shared a 72nd video on social media and directed the caption at White. It read, "I want you back for good, Dillian White. If not, I'm moving on." Parker is singing along to "Take That 1995 hit back for good" as he looks at pictures of his heavyweight rival and treats a bunch of his teammates as backup singers.
As a round off the news hound, good news from Lagos State. We're told that the FA board members, led by Haj Gaffar, on Friday at the Lagos FA Secretariat in Suleri, reached an agreement with representatives of football coaches from Holland who are in Lagos for another edition of the annual Green Springs Kano Summer Football Camp. Speaking during the visit of the summer camp, led by project manager Haj Lamid, requested for a partnership with Holland to organize a coaching seminar for Lagos State football coaches, adding that the FA, in partnership with Holland, intends to have a free coaching clinic for over 2,000 coaches. And he also disclosed that the best coach in Lagos State would be sponsored for a 6-week international coaching clinic in Netherlands.
Good story.
And that is the news hound.
Yeah, good story. Sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
I love that Joseph Parker video. Actually hilarious. I love anybody with a great sense of humor.
Well, it was a good video. I saw it. Yeah, I laughed all through.
It's beautiful. And in fact, that's one of my favorite tracks. So much back will take that. One of my favorite boy bands as well. So yeah, good stuff, good stuff. But coming to matters domestic, Niger Tornadoes doing it again. A team that couldn't score to save their lives went away to beat Benin Insurance 3-1 last weekend. This time around, they're thumping somebody 5-0. Good on them. Ingvar's losing to Lobisa's despicable. Considering they won 5-0, Ingvar beat a very sound and solid Kano Pillars. You know, but although Lobi are there, they're contesting the title together, and it's really tight. I think both teams are locked together. There are two teams on 51 points.
That's Remo and Rangers. Remo.
No, no. Rangers and Lobi. Remo has 49 points. Rangers lost. I think they lost 4-3 to Katina. I mean, that's a high scoring game with Premier League standard. So Rangers lost for the first time in 10, you know, away to Katina United. So they are sitting on top.
So Rangers and Lobi
locked together. Locked, yes. 10 points. Okay. 51 points. Oh. Then Remo is locking 49.
But they've got a game.
They still got a game in hand.
Yeah.
So they can actually go top.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Ingvar's dropped to fourth. So the NPFL is percolating nicely. Just this inability of teams, you know, to go on the road and, you know, pick up a point. Although Sunshine and Bayelsa United drew and all that. So that's a good one. Not a happy story about the athletes. The boxers are still haven't got their allowances. Don't know what's happening. Sports Ministry has promised to sort them out. As I said, while I was in Ghana, a lot of people have been sorted out. They got their allowances before they left Ghana. Now, the All Africa Games ended almost 3 weeks ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's dragging. To be honest, it's dragging. So please appeal to the Minister of Sports and the Minister of Sports to sort them out. And I like the Minister of Sports appeal to the Super Falcons. I always knew, personally, that we would not decide the match in Abuja. I knew that, you know.
Which is unfortunate because
they're good. I never saw that happening.
I saw the first 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Streaming was horrible. Mm-hmm. God. but I still managed to keep my eyes. And we had very good opportunities in the first half.
That's football.
You know, the stadium was not even full. So I was like, all the shout of come. I'm like, where's everybody? Where's everybody?
There were huge gaps to say, but for me, that doesn't matter. As I said, I knew. You know, as I said, even Monday Night Football last week, I said I wouldn't even have minded a goalless draw. The major thing is I didn't want us to concede. So, but the thing is, we have to travel there and score. We must score there. And I believe the girls can do it. I believe they're up for it.
Yeah.
The South Africans do have pedigree. Say what you like. They are reigning African champions. And even when they were not, they were qualifying. Apparently, they've been for three of the last Olympics themselves anyway.
They're not playing us now.
Fine. So, I believe, and I'm predicting now, today, that we'll qualify tomorrow.
You know, we don't need to score at all.
Goalless draw is fine, but
That's too nervy.
But that's too
close.
Any draw, you know, I feel we should score. If we score one, they have to score two. And on, in fact, if we score one, they have to score three.
No, they don't.
If we score, they're not away goals
for Olympic qualifiers.
You reckon?
Yeah, they're not away goals.
I didn't know that.
South Africa, they're even lucky. We didn't even bring our full Arsenal to start that match. Our sisters did not play now.
How is she ever going to play?
Some of our first team players did not play now. So, don't worry, we'll finish them off in the second
round. Well, I believe we'll get to the... What do you think, Charles? Do you think we can polish them off in South Africa?
Man, go hard, bro. I thought, you know, even though I predicted a draw...
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you are playing the African champions.
Mm-hmm.
But I was following the game, and all of the chances that they missed might come to bite us where the sun don't shine.
But we created chances.
A lot of first 45 minutes. We're in front of the...
Liverpool created chances yesterday.
Wow. And it cost them big time.
And it cost them.
But that was a low blow.
I could see that coming, to be honest. You know, 15 chances, zero shots on target. 15
shots on target, first 45 minutes. Mm.
So we've got to be able to take our chances when we do have it. The major reason why Rivers United are out of the continent now is because of what happened in the first leg. They also missed glorious chances to score as many goals as they could. You know, so I'm scared because the South Africans are very, very comfortable. As far as they're concerned, this 1-0 win by the Super Falcons does them a favor. They don't see it as a loss.
We'll finish them off.
No,
we'll finish
them. It is a loss. As far as they're concerned, because I read the story. As far as they're concerned, this is just one half of the game. This is the first half.
True, it's
the first half.
Yes, I agree.
You know, and the confidence with which the coach is talking, Kagatlana. You know, they all.
Let's quickly
take a break. Then we'll come back and talk more.
Ten Hag out.
I was going to pick out one story from the news on that. Uh-huh. The reason I want to mention, that's the referees they ban. I think it's very unfair on referees. Why I'm saying this is, it was a terrible decision the referee made just to start off in the NNL. And we've had back-to-back decisions about NNL. My major question is, how much security do you provide at this ground?
And to ban him for life.
Because when you're banning someone,
on one decision.
I'm saying that, what did you put? I've gone to stadium. I remember the last time I was in a stadium when there was a problem, the MFM Rangers situation. The referees were not protected by anybody. As a matter of fact, there was an exit. However, the police took him to where the fans were waiting, where they were stoning him. Meanwhile, there was an exit everybody else could see. At least those of us who were standing could see. So what do you expect a man who goes to a ground?
Was the referee threatened in this particular game?
I don't know.
I don't know, but then...
I don't know.
I mean, it was a bad mistake.
It was a horrible mistake.
I would have agreed if the referee picked up the ball himself and went to go and shoot it into the net. I've seen a betting advert like that was in UK. It was Liverpool and Chelsea playing. And at the end of the day, you know, when they couldn't score, there was a corner into Liverpool's box and the referee rose skies and nodded it up. Hey, I don't bet him.
What I would love to do is hear from referee Adams, you're listening, if you can just call in. Let's take your call and hear from a referee's perspective.
I mean, banning him for life on one mistake, one game. That's harsh, though.
In the NPFL this year, we've banned 14 referees. And the question I ask again,
but not for life.
Not for life.
This referee might have had precedent. You don't know.
I'm saying that I'm looking at all the grounds now. How much protection do we give our own ref? Because it's easy for us to say, "Oh, the referees are bad," and I've been one of them.
I understand,
but if
a ref, why
this game was in Dutsel? So the question is, how much security do you?
Yeah, but does a referee have? That's why I said referee Adams. If you can call in, does a referee have a choice not to do a game if you feel that your life is threatened?
Well, you won't look to your there.
Do you have a choice to report if you're made to compromise a game?
Oga, if you're in the if you're in the stadium and you are looking at the fans and they're looking
No, I'm talking before the game, Chef. Not while the game is on. No, these officials usually approach the referees before the game.
But the
fans don't approach you before the game.
No, what I'm saying, you're not listening. I'm saying that usually club chairmen do these things before the game. Yes?
I agree.
So the referees, do you have a choice of either reporting or not turning up for the game? And this is where the Referees Association, what kind of roles do they play in terms of protecting their personnel?
You know, I agree with what you're saying. That's one side of it. I'm saying that for the stadium, however, if you give us the 3 points, what do you
know? That's what I'm saying.
But it's the home team here that did the same
Moses
thing.
And I were on Uyo. I can't remember who the third person is. We're covering Akwa when they sold Stout. And the next day, they wanted to rush the camera stand, start messing with their cameras because something went on the field. It took the fact that we had G4 mobile policemen to get them to back up. But at the end of the interrupted proceedings, and they stopped us from recording. So these things happened. And then Ida Peterside told us a story. When I was playing locally, of a ref, there was a time, say, come, this home team no win, no. Now all of us go get them, yeah. And they cooperated to give them the goal for them just to win, make everybody clear out.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, Referee Adams. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Mr. Charles.
Good. I hope you're preparing for a good holiday, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Our fasting is finishing likely today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Ramadan Karim, my brother. Ramadan Karim.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, so we're talking about this issue concerning the referee who's being banned for life. Yeah? What's your perspective?
It's a fantastic decision.
Ah, okay.
Because it is when we remove such referees from amongst us that will give us some credibility. You saw the clip, I'm sure. How could a referee, with all the training that we try to impart into them, see a blatant handball, and the ball was pushed into the net as if it was volleyball, and he awarded a goal? We don't want to tolerate that kind of thing again. We want to serve a deterrent. That is what happened.
Okay. Femi seems to disagree. Thinks a life ban is a bit too harsh. Yeah.
There's nothing. No.
So, referee, can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
We've gotten a lot of stick, from people,
which is true,
and it gives us a lot of bad image. They will say that, and you see, when this clip goes out, it shows as if that is the standard of referee in Nigeria. So, CAF and FIFA will look at this. Oh, these guys are still growing. They're not there yet. Meanwhile, we have fantastic referees in Nigeria. So, those kind of referees should be removed totally. Deterrent must be served. This is the first time it's happening.
Okay, so from the perspective, of maybe the referee being compromised, perspective of him being in a situation that is unfriendly, can we give him reasonable doubt for what he did in a bid to maybe save his head, more or less?
No. We cannot bring the game to disrepute because of that. Because at the beginning of the game, the officials will not go into a field of play if the conditions are not favorable. They have been told. That's why we go for pre-match meeting. How many policemen are there? 25. All this is ruled out, written down. Now you go for a game and you didn't get enough protection. You went to the game and gave that kind of goal. We can't tolerate it. It's not good.
You know, I mean, that's hearing from the horses. I'm fine. I mean, I was.
So I'm right.
I'm right.
Because Coach, I said, Coach Referee Adams, what I was saying, because you guys, they don't ever get sense. You know what I was saying is that as a referee, if you feel that you're going to go into a battlefield without any sort of protection, yes? Do you have the right to say, look, because I don't feel safe, I will not do this game?
That's the end of the matter. The match commissioner is there, who is there in the game, and you have been promised in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, that there will be this number of policemen to protect the game. And in the afternoon, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when you report for the game, there are no policemen. And you went to the game to do it for what?
Mm-hmm.
So, referee, so I covered the game a couple of seasons ago, and at the start of that, it was at the Teslim Balogun Stadium. It was a couple of seasons, MFM against Rangers, I remember. And when the game started, there were policemen around. Towards the end of the game, the fans started shouting, referee, you go collect before you come up from here. As a matter of fact, at the end of that game, the referees were stoned consistently. Missiles, different things. They were at all attacked. The police didn't have any, they couldn't do anything. They were covering him, but they were still stoning and fighting. As a matter of fact, the MFM chairman had to practically hold the referee.
But they were there.
Hey, but they didn't do anything.
You just said now they were covering him.
No, they were still stoning him now.
But you can't stop them from stoning him now. You can't stop them now.
So I'm saying about my life. When they'll be shouting that.
The way the fans will be.
Exactly, you can't.
And so if the fans are going to attack the referee, is there any reason for him to give a bad decision like that?
He's saying no. Adams is saying no.
Referee Adams is saying no.
He's saying no.
Okay.
You need to be firm. A referee is supposed to be firm.
Okay.
When the conditions are correct. Okay. And you must ensure the conditions are okay. But number of policemen or security operatives that will protect the game is very important.
Okay, referee.
If at the beginning of the game, no enough security, you are at liberty. The match commissioner will call off the game.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And referee, and thank you very much for adjudicating on the gala for the matching game. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
No,
we can't hear you anymore. We can't hear you anymore. Go ahead. Go ahead, Adams. Go ahead. Go on.
Go ahead.
In the way that we operate in the referee sector, a referee cannot decide that this game has been won or lost by any team. His responsibility is to write a report to the organizers who will investigate and decide the next course of action. They may decide to award the game. They may decide to call for a replay. It is the organizers that will do that, not the referee.
Yeah, but when two teams kick off in a football match, the game cannot be said to be null and void.
No, there are procedures. When exactly. Two teams are in a game and there's trouble and the game stops for a specific number of minutes, the referee will call off the game. After that number of minutes, even in Nigerian Premier League, it happens.
And but in this case, there was no trouble. The other team walked off the pitch.
Trouble. Yeah, that's trouble.
Okay, that's not trouble.
That's trouble.
That's not. They walked off in protest. They walked off in protest.
Mr. Lawyer, in case of any incident,
and one of the player or the two teams refuse to continue with the game, the referee will wait for a specified time interval and then call off the game.
Referee, God bless you.
And then wait, that's the end of this. We're not right. And then when he calls off the game, then what?
1 point out of
it. He writes a report to the organizers.
Yes.
The game started, but stopped. Team A or Team B or Team A and B refuse to continue with the game. That is his job.
Exactly.
One the organizers will decide.
What do you mean?
No.
The referee has just confirmed that.
No. He hasn't confirmed. No, he hasn't confirmed. Thank you, Adam. Thank you for talking
when
to us.
He was in your favor.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This guy, you will see your papers in advance. Because the way they take reasons, you take graduate from
the ordinary simple referee matter. You guys do not get sense. You have to call a referee to put you in order
so that you don't that
get sense. Okay, we're trying to do the best that we can to keep you guys up to date with recent happenings in Nigerian sports. Joining us now is Mr. Kola Daniels. Kola Daniels is a special advisor to the Minister of Sports. Good morning, Kola. How are you?
Good morning. Good to have me on the show.
Okay, Kola, we read in the news this morning about the absence of payment to the athletes that just returned from the African Games. concerning their allowances and I think their winning
bonus.
Their winning bonuses. The minister made a promise that these monies would be paid on time. That is not the case. So we're reaching out to you since you meet with the minister on a daily basis. What's the situation? What's going on?
I think we need to clear the air. We need to make Nigerians know the exact truth of this that has to do with bonuses and allowances. For bonuses, all athletes that participated in the African Games have received their bonuses. We are mixing it up. There is a great deal of differences between bonuses and as well allowances. For bonuses, that's for allowances. I beg your pardon. For allowances, it is their daily camping allowances in Ghana. They have been paid. But for bonuses, if you're talking about bonuses, you cannot just pay bonus. You need, it is a bonus usually being paid after the African Games for you to know the numbers of gold, silver, bronze. Then that is the time you'll be able to know what and what you can pay. And it is not like before, like I'm being privileged to work in the previous administration where you can pay bonus immediately because, yes, there's no guidelines to that. The CBN, as well as Minister of Finance, are working hand in hand to ensure that they are part of these procedures and exercise. So for the bonuses, it is the CBN that is paying, and all those processes is on as I speak with you presently. So it's not something that the money is in custodian of the Ministry of Sports and they don't want to pay the athlete. No. So it has procedures, and that is what is delaying it.
Okay,
so for allowances, all athletes have received their allowances for African Games.
Okay, so to receive those bonuses, we're told that the athletes would have to submit their bank account to the sports ministry, and they have done all of that.
Yes, and they submitted their bank account, not only bank account, with their NIN number. CBA is not paying anybody on prosy. It's not paying anyone. It's not like before where you just, Minister of Finance will pay. But all those scrutiny are going on. And that is what is delaying it.
So, Kola,
procedures have changed.
Kola, are you now saying that there was fraud in the Ministry of Sports before?
I am not saying there's fraud in the Ministry of Sports, but I'm telling you about the new procedure laid down by the federal government, which you cannot fault. It's only government that knows why the procedure should go on, and I think it will really help to enable everyone to know those who participated, those who received the fund, and those who did not receive the fund. It's just all about transparency.
Okay, I guess that answers all the questions, to be honest. So we cannot in any way put the blame at the doorstep of the sports ministry.
Not at all, because even the allowances before they left Ghana, majority of them saw the alerts of the allowances, which is campaign allowances. But when you're talking about bonus, you're talking about someone who wins gold medal that will receive the sum of $5,000. Somebody who wins silver will receive the sum of $30,000. Somebody who wins bronze will receive the sum of $2,000. And all these medals we're talking about, it can only be done after all the exercise, which is African Game. You compile, you write to the Minister of Finance, take it to CBN, and you see those procedures, which you cannot fault. This is not, maybe the money is with the Minister of Sport and they are keeping the money to themselves. I think I'm on air, I'm speaking authoritatively. So it's not something that one would think maybe one person is trying to play games here. No.
Okay, because
the minister in my paper said it emphatically that all athletes will receive everything that is due to them in terms of bonuses and allowances. And he has never rested in that all. He has been working day and night to ensure that they receive their bonuses and allowances.
Okay, I'm just going to read out a quote from the Punch newspaper. And this quote is accredited to Coach Konye Gwachi. He says, "It's unfortunate that some of our colleagues have been paid. While we are yet to receive any alerts, we're appealing to the Honorable Sports Minister to wade into the matter and make sure we are paid because our families are hungry and we need the money to settle some debts."
I think he's talking about his allowances, not bonuses. Mm. I think he's talking about allowances. Maybe there's some sudden big up. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We can hear you.
You see, when, like, for the allowances too, just let me just put it this way. 150 names are submitted, and those names are in the CBN custody, and CBN sent out names to different banks. It all depends on your bank. So if I'm using a case study, I wouldn't want to call a bank in on air.
No, but allowances. Allowances is what they receive on a daily, yes?
What is the coach saying?
So the coach is saying that he hasn't gotten alerts for his allowances, not bonus.
And that is exactly what yes, I understand what you're saying, and that is exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that it could be his bank, because a lot of people have received theirs, and if he has not, he knows where to channel that his grievance or displeasure or his complaint to, so that they can instill it for him. It's not how do I call it, if 150 people participated in a tournament like this and 2-5 yet to receive theirs, you should be able to know that this is a peculiar, it's not something that is peculiar. It will be worked on. He knows what to do. It's not a general thing that everybody has not received the allowance. No.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kola, for at least clearing the air. As far as this issue is concerned, we want to thank you. And we're still waiting for you to help us bring the sports minister on the program. We're still waiting for you, Kola.
I'm going to do that. Thank you for the good job you're doing.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. Have a good day.
First went quiet. Did you just put me on this spot?
All right, so I guess that settles it.
Yeah.
Monies have been paid. Maybe the banks haven't, you know, done the necessary. But as far as this goes, why do you guys love bad story?
No, money has been paid. Bad story. I'm not saying that.
Exactly. Basically, what Kola was saying. Basically, what Kola was saying. Don't blame us. Go and go to your bank. Go and pick up your bank.
I don't want to call their names.
But because he says, just like me transferring money to you, and I show you the alert.
It always comes through.
Yeah, but it hasn't come through yet. Money happens most of the time.
Every time you send me money, always gets there.
It's because I use a certain kind of bank,
and I use a good type of bank, and it always gets there.
So blame the bank. Your bank is working
exactly. So blame it on the bank is a very convenient.
You know the sad thing about this is that most people, and which I, you know, when I want to pay people, and they give me all those
apps.
All those app banks.
Yes. I don't do those ones. I don't do those ones.
Names must not be called.
I don't exactly know names. I don't do those ones. You come to me and you can't present with a bank, like Second Bank, Top Bank.
You know that kind of
thing. You understand?
First Bank.
Anything happens, you take.
I don't know how to do those things.
Any bank will not get address.
Exactly. The address by internet. I beg. I don't do.
And let's take some messages. Okay.
The vote to void the game should be left to the fans. I vote that the game remains.
Shay, thank you.
What will be this one?
Exactly. This one. I'm sure that's David.
When something favors Uncle Shegu, he will insist he stays. What if he don't favor him? He will demand.
Come on,
but that Shegu, make we do sure I beg. If you got it right, you won't be arguing the way you can.
No vex now.
Okay. This is Chai. Chalina Chaz, a game in 90 minutes. The game did not end. Do you predict based on awarded points or based on the completed game? Charles Sam from Yaba.
It is Sam they talk.
Sam, your head correct.
It is Sam they talk.
You are very correct. You must be a professor of
it
geometry.
It is Sam they talk.
This one spells his name very well. Philip from the Korudu. He says,
Philip is F-E-E-L-E-E-P. Philip.
My younger sister was born on the 29th of March, 2006. There was eclipse.
You see conflicting stories. Somebody said here 2004. Now he's saying 2006.
So they said there was two now.
Meanwhile, DJ Mosso was in 1970s.
So there was two. See now, how do you expect Uncle Charles and Uncle Shagun to remember 2004 eclipse? With school fees on your
Steven. No, 2004, I wasn't paying school fees.
A Charles was still in school in 2000.
No.
He was still investing.
No,
I got married in 2003.
I can still marry in school now. Yeah, exactly. you probably lied to your wife that you're working.
You see, this one was said, I think it was in 2006.
It's from Google.
Mm-hmm. There were two.
You think Google doesn't lie?
Google didn't lie.
Charles from Hamilton says, I think we need to send Premiership referees and their useless VAR analysts for refresher courses to CAF, because the way they are dishing out penalties to Man United opponent really calls for questioning. That one wasn't a penalty yesterday.
How can you say that kind of thing wasn't a penalty?
What's his name? Wan-Bissaka was very unintelligent. He made the ref give a decision. He didn't need to go to ground, and he made the ref give a decision.
It was a penalty.
It was very soft.
The guy, he hacked him down, Shego.
I don't think it was hacking, but it was giving him. I'll not complain, because
even the yellow card I was given to Casemiro should have been a red.
Yes.
Yes, that was a bad tackle. I agree with that, but I think that penalty was soft. You know, if he wasn't given,
the player moved the ball. The guy scooped him.
A penalty. It's not soft or hard.
Why would Super Falcons beat Bayana by penalty and not a victory from open play? Naso then won't take goal in the
difference.
Victory was not in open play.
Shock me.
The penalty won't be open play. It was open play penalty. It wasn't 90 minutes. That's open play.
It says it shouldn't have been. That should have been from pass to score. It says, lastly, why did Rivers United take their game time to 2 p.m.? They have started with these shenanigans. The last time Iwanya National tried it in 1998, when they took Setif to Kano, they paid dearly for it because
I will not criticize Rivers United in the least. I think they did their best. Thank God that they got through to the knockout stages, which that preserved coefficient with CAF for another season. They play to the limits of their competence. As Charles noted earlier, they won 1-0, should have scored more. They were not disgraced, 2-0 away from home. As I said, they always needed to score away. They couldn't. And in fairness, the OSM Algiers is a very hugely experienced side. They're 8-time winners of the Algerian League, 8-time cup winners as well, previous winners of this competition.
Defending champions.
I think we got to the final too in 2014, 2015. So they have pedigree. They have a lot of pedigree.
Rivers United have pedigree too.
Sorry?
Rivers have pedigree as well.
What pedigree?
What do you mean? They won the MPFL.
How many times?
Doesn't matter. You're an MPFL winner.
This is not a quarrel.
And every season,
you come on. Hang on. I'm asking you a question.
You said what pedigree? I said they won the MPFL title. It doesn't matter. You're now shifting the goalposts. At least they are champions of the MPFL, former champions.
They won it as many times.
It doesn't matter how many times you've won it. The point is that they are champions of the MPFL at one time.
Confederation Cup.
Exactly. And they got to the final of the, what you would call it, of the CAF Champions League.
This one says, good morning, guys. Femi, you were the first to call for the game to be dropped, but when Kade asked for votes, you kept mute only for you to shout with glee at the referee's confirmation. That's true.
You were very suspiciously silent.
I was calculating the point. Calculating the point. Yes. Mm. So now Igote affects me. This says, good morning, guys. Shegun from Ijibo. I'm also with Uncle Shegun. Arsenal must win the league. City can't do a four-peat. Liverpool can't win 20 titles for Man United front.
I don't mind Liverpool winning. City, never. And I just want to see the pundits eat their words. You know, even Shearer was still saying that, City this, City that. How? They go play the team. That's how it's the best attack, best defense.
And so? By virtue of their best attack and best defense, where are they on the league? How many points are they leading?
They are top.
With how many points?
They are top.
With how many points?
They are top.
Yola from Mushin says, good morning, Sports Zone. I saw an eclipse when I was in Primary 5, and for Galatasaray, it's a walkover for them. If the league were to end that day, but it's a cup game. It's a cup game. This one says,
okay, let me ask you this. Do you envisage that this game can be replayed?
It's abandoned. It's like the league. Well,
you haven't answered my question.
It's suspended. When
do you envisage that this game... No. When it's not replayed, who wins?
It could just be like Lobby Stars. It wasn't complete. Season wasn't completed, but Lobby were champions.
Exactly. Right? I love you. I love you when I deploy you against chance. Keep on there now. If you ask me this question, then
Ghana is way smaller than Nigeria in population and landmass. Ghana is small. It's like the combination of Ogun State and Lagos State. Hence, Ghanaians should be better in all ramifications than Nigeria because they have all mineral resources for few people. If managed properly, they should be ahead of Nigeria. Of course, Ghanaians are more calmer, while Nigerians are more exposed.
So what he's saying is that because Nigeria is bigger, is Nigeria half as big as Russia?
No.
Is Russia a world power or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Is USA? Is Nigeria half as big as USA? No. Is USA world power? Yeah, that's your question. Promise from Jakonde says, kudos to Manchester United for at least having something to cheer against a top four team this season. However, I think United have been unfairly done by undeserving penalties, both against Chelsea and Liverpool. The penalties considered by Anthony and Wan-Bissaka against Chelsea and Liverpool were respectively shouldn't have stood.
I never argue about penalties given. If a player goes to ground in the box, you give the referee decision.
There's contact. That Bissaka zone. The one
it was such a silly thing to do at that time.
Then the other one, I think the one against, was it? Okay, Anthony against Cucurella. I thought it was a penalty. Some form of contact. Yes, and that's all you need.
Doku's chest, Doku's boot in the chest he of got the ball McAllister. First.
He got the ball.
Really?
First.
That's okay. I beg.
Kenny from Shangisha, we're not a betting show. All this one really talks, so not mean anything to us.
Good morning, Sports Zone. The last eclipse that happened in Nigeria was in March 2006, and it was only visible in parts of the country, including Benue, Katsina, Zamfara, Jigawa, and Oyo State.
So, where did you see?
I don't know where Femi and the rest saw their own eclipse. The eclipse today won't even be visible in Nigeria.
2006.
DG, speak for yourself. If you did not see, you did not see. At least three of us have confirmed that we saw in Nigeria. So I don't know why you're saying we did not see.
I have no memory of it.
I still remember. Good morning, Saz. Our intercontinental.
For all we know, you had all your blinds drawn.
I use shades. So I use turn by turn.
When a grown man's blinds are drawn, you know.
Obviously, you know what
I'm saying. Explain now. Explain now. When a grown man's blinds are drawn, what's going
only
on?
Only grown men know.
Only grown men know. Okay. Well, since as you say, grown man in the women's toilets.
Ringa Shoyemi, thank you for your message. Says gradually, intercontinental club football is gradually going down as a result of poor management of the league. We need competitive league football and the kind of tenacity Mr. Ojus Okalo put in Enyimba football back then by getting best players in the league to Enyimba FC. Let Falcons go all out against their
opponent. It's do or die. But I believe they can. It's small, isn't it?
Olumide from London says, did you actually see this particular NNL goal that was disallowed by the referee? It was worse than Maradona's hand of God. Yes, in fact, it was two times they used the hand to hit the ball before.
That was allowed, not disallowed. It was allowed by the referee.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, Charles. I greet you.
Kelvin, how no?
Baba Beji.
I greet the house.
Good morning.
I go, Masha. I go there. Holla your name. Nobody is sure.
Which name you holla there?
You demand. Baba,
I say Baba Ibeji. I say who know Baba Ibeji for here? Nobody show.
Nobody show.
Nobody.
You be liar. Go Masha. Bust up there.
I say I go Masha bust up. And they holla Baba Ibeji. Nobody show.
You know, who know Baba Fela.
You say Baba Ibeji now.
So you didn't mind that.
If you call me Baba Fela, any of those things,
that
my street name be that.
Okay. Yes. Now then,
now.
Charles will see the uniport in 2004.
Kelvin, you're in fraud. Nobody know you for there. You're in fraud.
That's a foolish question. Give me a wise answer.
You say it.
Might ask a foolish question, but I want a wise answer.
I'm listening, my brother.
Why did PN start paying athletes? When did that start?
No, it started with the former president's administration.
Yeah.
That's when it started.
Yeah.
This just last administration.
Yes.
Because I look at this, what does CBN have to do with paying sports?
Now because of corruption. Now because of corruption.
That's
TSA, yeah.
So corruption looking for CBN.
Yeah, they're trying to stem corruption. That's what it be.
Well, I'm just hoping that one day we'll learn to do things right. All these excuses, people will go for competition, you hear stories, they did not see alert did not come, blah, blah, blah. When are we going to stop all these things? It gives rooms for speculation. And it gives room for that. It creates room for that. Why can't we just do something straight? You say, bank, no deal, you go check for bank. It does not make sense to me. I beg. And this league, I don't say anything that will take it away from us now. I'm just hoping, I'm just praying, I'm just wishing that Arsenal will remain firm.
If you see nothing, if you see nothing taking it away from Arsenal, then why are you hoping and praying and wishing?
Well, Kevin, no one. NASA get the league, Kevin.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Yes, that's not what happened. That's why I'm seeing the goal difference are very clear anyway. Because I know in 2011, 2012,
this league can never be won by goals difference. I tell you. That was then. We're talking about now. No, it will not.
Okay.
It will happen. Anything can happen in this Premier League. See the gap where they give themselves. You can see that it's very close, a tight race.
So I hear you.
At the end of the day, I will not be shocked if God defense will decide this league. I will not be shocked.
I hear you.
In fact, that wisdom, that will make wisdom look at you. They are full of wisdom.
I hear you.
Leave the mumu for studio where they talk another thing.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning,
sir. Hey.
Chief.
Morning, Chief. You guys are on the high. You beat United, can't draw with Sheffield United, and you guys are flying, though.
And I'm not even too particular about that game. My concern is Mr. Aldous Osondo, who died at in the stadium in the match against between Nigeria and South Africa, was eventually laid to rest on Saturday.
Okay. I mean, so rest in peace.
The Nigerian Football Supporters Club was there in full capacity, but what my pains are really, Shegun, that man joining the Super Eagles a lot of goodies at the end of that competition. But you know what? No NFF official was present at that burial.
Wow.
No footballer's representative was present at that burial. The NFS are gathered from the family were written officially to inform them about the burial of that man. Shegun, that man who's a journalist who came for that competition, had lot of good arrangements for the players themselves, promises. And that man died in the stadium just when Nigeria scored that second goal, was cancelled and the penalty was awarded to South Africa.
Wow.
It was at that point that a great man spawned. I call him the number one fan. He paid the price for his nation. At that same stadium, we have the vice president who walked away when it was time for the penalty kicks. But he traveled from Abidjan, like every one of us, to Boaké, and slumped just when that penalty was awarded to South Africa and they called it. I wish he were alive to see that we still
won that game against
South Africa. What a country we have. What a country. This was the richest Nigerian in he could have stayed back to enjoy his money, but the love for his fatherland took him from Abidjan. He watched all the matches, but the finals, and played a very important role. The president of the Nigerian community in Abidjan was there. Peter Obi was there. Obi Kubana was there. The last time I saw him live.
Okay, Chief.
Obi Kubana came. It's shameful for me.
Okay, all Chief. Right, Chief. We get your points.
Yeah?
Mafia,
yeah, we get your point.
We are doing everything we can to promote cooking for this country, but what will be our end will be recognized.
Okay.
All right, Chief. Thank you very much. Thank you for your contribution.
Okay. This says, I totally, Babalola Gafara said, I totally disagree with Referee Adams. Did he just say that the ref needs to be firm? I hear him more firm in the midst of lack of security where security personnel are supporting the home team. In a midst where your life is at risk, it's easier said than done. If one of your relatives were to be in such situation. Okay.
No, but hearing from the ref, to be honest, you know, I was waffling on it. I'd say, to be harsh, but even ref, because the Nigerian referee comes in for so much bashing. Even for the Olympics now, the African representatives, there's somebody from Mauritania, the guy that's
Sudan.
And do you understand? Nigerian referees are a laughing stock. So, yeah, so it seems that Cronin, but so be it. You know, if you do something that is obviously bang out of order, then, you know, please get out of the game. That's it.
This one here from Oluwaseyi from Victoria and says, Super Falcons will deliver. I believe the team more than any of our national teams. Those girls will get the job done.
No, they'll get the job done. I'm confident. I believe. I never believed it was going to be done in Abuja, but I believe that.
I read this message now. I cannot.
Why? He says, why? Okay. That's
there's no name.
That's Nigerians for you.
He says, good morning, guys. That guy called the lie.
It's Nigerians for you.
Good morning.
That's rude.
Hello, good morning.
That's very
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Uncle Shabby, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Sorry, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's your point?
Good morning. My name is Moses. I'm calling from Yaba.
From Yaba, okay, Moses. What's your mind?
Well, I'm an avid listener.
Moses, are you on band A?
I don't even know which band you are.
Not at all.
Oh, okay, because I hear some people in Yaba have 20 hours of power supply, so just wanted to know.
Maybe they connect directly.
Hi.
But who says first? Where's the first time?
I won't use that again. I couldn't have burning diesel generator.
You get money. But they burn diesel.
All right, go ahead.
I really called to see this same opinion that we've been arguing about between that Wan-Bissaka penalty against Liverpool.
Mm.
That ball wasn't a penalty. That he went down and there was no contact. Does that make it a penalty just because he went down when there was no contact whatsoever? If you want me to send you that clip, I will send you the clip so that you could watch.
What?
We watch it, analyze it. But what came to the end of the discussion was that it was so aggressive. That is why they gave a penalty. That one was aggressive without a contact. Does that make it a penalty?
My guy.
No, it doesn't.
My guy.
You know, well, Moses, let me try and explain something. I understand this. He has every right to be aggrieved. But the truth of the matter, I blame Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Don't give the referee a decision to make.
That was
a
penalty.
You can't force me to change.
I'm not forcing
opinion.
You to change.
No, but I'm not saying that the ref, you know, got it wrong. All I'm saying, he possibly did, but the player is culpable and he was daft. Don't dive in.
Number one,
the penalty box.
The player should not have made that because he even went sliding.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's number one. Yes. Number two, the other player, Javier Elliott, not saw the distance and then moved the ball a bit. So his leg is the only one that is there. Mm. What is that? That not contacting the
ball?
Well,
as I said,
did that prevent him from moving
forward?
All I'm
saying is that a smarter player wouldn't have dived in. Don't dive in. In fact, the
reason why he dived in was Javier Elliott did not pick him up.
No.
Javier Elliott went. Did not pick him up.
Yeah,
he passed.
But Amrabat, he was coming towards Aram. Amrabat was. I could have advanced to him, or whatever. It was a senseless move, and that match exemplified everything about Manchester United this season.
Who be this?
Guy, what's that music for?
What's his name?
A few more messages. Dr. Inke Aslem in Isolo says, that guy from the sports ministry did not clear any air. If the bank is to be blamed, does it mean that the coach and the boxers have their accounts in the same bank?
Very
allowances are supposed to be paid
very
daily
good point.
While in the camp and not after the competition.
Very good point. All the competitors, I mean, we're not quibbling or questioning what he said.
The days have gone by, yeah, when the sports ministry carries cash
No, we know
to Charles, any the guy competition venue.
But you ask him a simple question. He claimed that all allowances have been paid. Then you guys brought out the punch story that the coach
Anthony Konyeguachi
was saying that even the allowance was still being owed. Then what was Collar's? Collar now says
no. Konyeguachi was saying that he hasn't gotten an alert.
Any alert. So that means allowances have not been paid. Bonus has not been paid.
You see, I don't want to argue. What Collar told us was allowances have been paid.
Mm. Yes.
So from that story now, do we know this? We need to rely on what Punch is saying now.
Why?
Because I'm asking. Quotes.
Is it?
But there's a quote from Collar too.
No. Have allowances been paid or not?
What he's saying, allowances have been paid by Collar.
What was Punch
saying? His excuse is maybe it hasn't gotten to his bank yet.
That's what 3 weeks after.
That is not a terrible excuse.
3 weeks after.
That is not a terrible
21
excuse.
Days. Even international transaction doesn't take that long.
No, but you don't know when the monies were paid.
No, that's that.
But allowance, according to Collar, allowance were paid even before the end of the event.
Before they left Ghana. What has not been paid, which he said is clearly bonus. Was bonus. They have to tabulate the bonuses after the games.
Yes,
which makes sense.
But 21 days after.
So. And as I said, depending on what Punch, did Punch say specifically that the boxers have not got their allowances?
So they said some boxers have gotten, some have not.
They mentioned allowances. Yes. Uh-huh. Make person look good.
So why have some gotten and some haven't? That means it's a banking issue.
Maybe it's turn by turn, they're paying the money. Your turn has not reached.
If it's allowances, it's not a banking issue. It means the money hasn't been repatriated.
So how come some have gotten theirs?
Because those are lucky.
Or they know somebody.
Or they know somebody. Or they went to go and pick their back.
This one says, Olawale says, when will the Muslim fast be 30? Already planning my rest from Wednesday to Sunday to resume back.
But which one? The public holiday, is it?
It's documented. Tuesday and Wednesday.
Today and Wednesday.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
If it doesn't tally,
we'll just come to the moon.
Why will we know this year?
Because some areas see the moon, some people don't see the moon
because once most moon, Muslims that, I spoke to,
is it full moon or half moon?
No, you just need to see the moon.
Most Muslims I spoke to told me that the fast ends tomorrow.
Well, if we sight the moon, so they can't
tomorrow
tell you
the night.
They can't tell you authoritatively because if they see the moon today, a month is either 29 or 30 days. Today is day 29, tomorrow is day 30. So if we don't see it today, we go tomorrow.
So
to
will
fast.
You still fast tomorrow?
Yes, if we don't see the moon today. So I just
how do listen. I know that you actually saw the moon?
I will listen to the news now. If somebody says...
He doesn't have the capacity to see the moon.
I may not see it in my eye.
Wait, is there a specific person that must see the moon?
Anybody can see the moon. If you
so
see
if
the
you
moon,
see the moon,
yes,
you can stop on your own.
Yes, no, if I see
and
the moon,
tell everybody.
I just tell everybody. If you lie...
Who is everybody?
You'll tell the Sultan. Okay. Sultan will now.
Do you have his number?
For once, you agree.
It's a Monday morning. Good morning, the guru.
The guru too can see the moon and tell us.
And Kaudi,
yes, sir.
I like you more than Olaoluwa now. Do you know what she did to us on Friday?
What did she do?
She just signed us out.
Thank you. On that note,
I if you try.
Spot Zone
signing out.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.